Students' Book, Unit 9, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen again. What do the two students learn from their discussion about what type of solution they need to solve their problem?
So, we're trying to find a solution for a problem that a lot of young people are having in our town at the moment.
Yes, there aren't enough facilities for young people in our town. When you're not at school or doing your homework, the only things you can do are to go for a walk, go shopping, or go swimming.
Yes, I think we should have a far wider range of facilities for young people here.
We could ask the local council to build a skate park. That wouldn't cost very much money. And it wouldn't take up very much space either.
That's true, but not all young people like skateboarding. And what if there's a storm or it's too hot outside?
That's a good point. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, what about starting a youth club in a building that's already there? The council wouldn't have to build anything new. And the youth club could offer lots of different activities, so there's something for everyone.
Well, the council would still need to pay some people to organise the youth club, so it wouldn't be completely free.
Okay, but it might not cost a lot, and they could ask for volunteers.
Okay, but what activities could we do at the youth club? Playing games and drawing isn't very interesting for older kids.
Okay, so we have two possible solutions so far. It seems like we need to find something that doesn't cost very much money, but which is interesting and a lot of young people will find interesting.